Yeah, it's a great question. I think there's an emotional balance of between, you know, being too amped up for a game and being too loose. And we continue to try to find that balance. We talked to Leadership Council this week about some of the things that we can do, you know, better or different to help our home experience. And so we've addressed a couple of those things, but I think that's a continual balance, and that's an emotional maturity that a team has to go through, right? To find that mix. It's no different than if you win three games in a row, how to keep that high level of emotion. So I think the guys have responded well, you definitely don't want them tight. And my message to them this week was, hey guys, just go out and let it hang. Let's just play ball, have fun, let it fly, and go out and play the game the way it should be game, you know, should be played. So I'm looking forward to that.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.